of Judge Fonzo and Molly. Two guys, one gal, talking shit.
Just gonna be a couple of guys and a gal talking some shit, man.
A gal and a couple guys talking some shit.
And if you missed last week's show, that is Fonzo on the mic this
week. Yes, welcome back.
Ready to blow out your eardrums.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were down a couple decibel levels last week.
It was a really, very quiet show. How are your guys' weeks?
It was cool, bro. I have a few emergencies. You know, I'm a fire slash firefighter slash engineer. Yeah. So I have to put out some fires here and there. But past that, just a normal week.
Mine was good.
Molly got to go to San Antonio.
Yeah, for fiesta.
Bro, no. I bet they were speaking all kind of Spanish to
you. Yeah, it was so
They was calling Mamacita.
Hey, Mamacita.
It's a cool city. I'd never been there before, so the Riverwalk's pretty dope.
Nice.
I heard the Riverwalk is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's better than the one in Omaha, right?
No.
Okay, we're not.
The one in Omaha is pretty dope. Yeah. Bro, they have a...
I've been to Omaha.
I'm gonna stop.
No, go on. Finally have some people in my backyard.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to the tornado victims in Nebraska. All two of them.
And the multitude of corn that got lost.
Jesus.
The one horse.
There, we talked about it. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Love you.
All right.
In the notes.
Nebraska tornado. Covering the Nebraska tornado. Not really.
For like 5 seconds.
All right, here we go. Here's five interesting trivia questions.
Ooh.
What animal was believed to have been used in ancient warfare by the Persians?
Elephants.
What? The elephants.
War elephants.
Yes.
Hannibal II actually took them around the Appalachian Mountains to go invade Rome.
It's not the Appalachian.
The Appalachian Mountains are in the United States.
The Alps.
The Alps. Okay. Might say, how did Rome end up in the United States?
It's always been here.
All right. Who was the inventor of the locomotive sofa? A sofa on wheels that allowed them to move from room to room without leaving their seat.
Who?
You looking at me like I should know?
What?
I didn't even know there was a locomotive sofa.
Neither did I until I saw this. I'm like, how do I get one? You have to talk about the epitome of laziness. Just get a wheel into the fridge real fast.
Is it like a well-known name?
Yes.
Year?
Early 1800s.
How early?
He was our third president.
Oh. We all look at each other.
The blank stares that went around this room.
Thomas Jefferson.
Okay. Blank stairs.
I know.
Wow. You're talking about education. They don't even know the presidents.
And you're expecting to know where mountains are located?
Hey, Siri, who was our third president?
Thomas Jefferson.
Where are we waiting for Siri to answer?
You got shitty Wi-Fi.
I have very good Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I'm buzzing.
You might have a shitty phone, your iPhone.
Yeah, he does.
An iPhone 8.
He refused to upgrade because my phone's perfectly fine.
Apple's going to force him to upgrade.
Yeah.
His charger already is failing.
Yeah.
That's Apple.
Is there anything else you guys want
to get? The countdown clock has started on his phone.
I know.
What's your next goddamn fact?
We're gonna have the clock from 24 for his phone.
Jefferson?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Thomas Jefferson. All right. What word is spelled incorrectly in every single dictionary?
LaFonzo.
Oh. In the dictionary?
Is it because it's a E in front of an I?
Bro, answer the question best of your knowledge.
No, I'm asking.
What word is spelled incorrectly in every dictionary?
Incorrect.
Receipt.
Thank you. Incorrectly is spelled.
Incorrectly.
I thought it was LaFonso. I'm sticking to that.
Why? Because
no one can spell it right or say it right.
LaFonso Ellis, he spells it right. L A P H.
No, the fuck, he doesn't.
Did you know gullible is spelled with a J?
Oh my God. No.
Gullible? Okay. Moving on.
That one didn't land.
No.
It's still going.
Because you were thinking about it. Shut up, Breslin.
Yes.
By U.S. law, exit signs must be one of what two colors?
Green
and red.
And red.
Yes.
Christmas.
The building engineer? Your exit signs? Don't know.
Okay. They all green. None of them are red.
Yeah,
they all
green or red.
Those are two colors. They all have to light up. That's all they care about.
Name either of the two U.S. states that makes it illegal to get married on a dare.
It's got to be the South.
Yeah.
Arkansas and what?
Mississippi.
I was going to say Kentucky.
No.
No? Is it a southern state?
No.
No?
Oh, Ohio and who?
No.
Did you was there?
Is it northeastern, like Connecticut and New Hampshire?
There's one in that area, yes.
Maine.
No.
Fuck.
Vermont.
No.
Bro, you're okay, just trying to see if we know the states at this point.
Obviously, you don't know presidents. Delaware is one.
Okay.
Who the fuck knew Delaware? Delaware?
I mean Delaware.
Delaware?
To quote Wayne's World, yes. I'm in Delaware. You're in the other state.
Colorado?
In Colorado, it's illegal to get married on a dare.
Well, that means our marriage is illegal.
Oh!
I love you, Tom.
And Thomas is leaving the building.
We didn't even get to the avalanche yet.
Holy shit, man. We lost our sound engineer.
The sound is taking control. All right.
Man, how was y'all show last week?
It was good. Like we said, quiet.
It's quiet.
That makes it a good show because it was quiet.
What happened this week? Oh, yes, the paramedic. The last paramedic was sentenced in the Elijah McClain death. He was actually the one who injected him with the ketamine.
Mm-hmm.
All he got was 4 years probation, 6 months work release, and...
is he actually working right now with what's been going on?
Probably.
What would
or 14 months in jail with work release and probation in the killing of Elijah McClain. He is no longer a paramedic. No,
right.
That was taken away. Same with the other one. But the other guy got 5 years in prison because they injected him with enough ketamine that was supposed to be for a 200-pound man.
Yeah.
And Elijah McClain was 140 pounds.
Yeah, he was a smaller
man. Why couldn't they hold him down?
They said they're acting on what the police said. He was in a state of delusional...
are police psychiatrists now? They can diagnose your mental state?
He probably had, like, some... Sometimes you get into that mindset, too, where you have, like, almost superhuman strength, too, if it's, like, fight or flight type mode.
No, this was weird when I was reading this, because apparently it's a term... a mental state that you can go into when the police are trying to restrain you, which doesn't make any sense. let me find it in the story, but...
You can only reach this level of strength when you're resisting arrest.
Pleading for your life.
Stop it, man. This is craziness. Can I have a piece of paper, please? It could be scrap.
You want a piece of paper?
Yeah, I need to write stuff. Oh. That's what you do with paper.
I can't find it. We'll move on.
He's folding a goose right now. He's not writing anything down. He's folding a goose.
What are you talking about?
Where'd the goose come from? Yeah, it's a state of delusional something because they had to forcibly restrain him when he was. Remember, the original 911 call was for someone wearing a ski mask threatening people. Right. And Eliza McClain was walking from the convenience store carrying a shopping bag with iced tea in it.
Yeah. So it should have never been approached.
Yeah, it was approached by the officers. And yeah.
He fit the profile.
Yeah, because he was black.
Yeah.
In Aurora.
Tough. Yeah.
He was the one who talked, you said, so yeah. That's why he only
so got he the... His sentence is lighter is because he cooperated immediately with the investigation. Whereas
he knew he fucked up.
Right, of course. But whereas everybody else stuck to the lie.
Mm.
Right? So they're like... Once they got his story, they were like, all right, we'll cut you a deal if you testify against them.
Yeah.
And so he got a lighter sentence is what he got.
Mm-hmm. The other people were covering up saying he was resisting arrest and all that. Mm-hmm. I doubt he was resisting.
Bro, he's 140 pounds. You got four adults.
Yeah, you three have tasers. Officers.
How many tasers in? Between them? Three?
Right.
Let's all tase him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's ways to do this. But
injecting someone with ketamine is not.
It's not it.
Well, apparently that's the protocol. Is to when a cop says he's in the state of delusional whatever, is they put they give him ketamine to.
I've never heard of that.
That's what came up in the trial. Is like he said they were following their training.
They're delusional.
That's craziness to me, bro.
The fact that that's out there that you have to inject someone with a horse tranquilizer.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm wrestling with police and they inject me with fucking ketamine, I'm going to fucking turn around and sue.
Yeah bro. Yeah.
I don't want that in my body.
No, you just made me a drug addict.
Yeah.
Who was the kid that they put too much ketamine in that died?
Elijah McClain.
Yes. It's him, fam.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. I thought this is happening too often.
No, understandable, fam.
Yeah.
And also, so Harvey Weinstein... Talk about another scumbag.
Yeah.
Fuck, bro.
In a vote of 4-3, the appellate court in New York overturned his conviction.
New York appellate court.
Did New York. Say yeah. New York. Because he's still serving time because he was also found guilty in L.A.
Yeah.
For rape. And it wasn't, I don't know, there's different stages of rape, but he was found guilty of second degree rape. And he was serving a 23-year sentence, and he's also serving a 16-year sentence for the conviction of rape in L.A. So he's not out of jail, but basically he's going to go back to a retrial.
Right, just in New York. His charges in New York. The charges in L.A.
His attorneys feel that this will help them in their case in L.A. get overturned.
I doubt it.
Because... The reason why they overturned the ruling and it's going back to trial is because they said the judge should have never let women who weren't part of the case testify against him.
Why? When they were victims. They just didn't want to be part of the criminal trial. So I don't see why they experience...
Silencing us again. And this is why a lot of women don't come forward... And because of things like this is when it gets overturned. He's guilty.
Him.
100%. But then this is just like it's undermining what these women went through and their trauma of just letting him go because of a minuscule like women who weren't a part of it. Like, is it like victim impact speeches?
He said.
Well, this was the start of the Me Too movement in 2017. It was. He was a powerful Hollywood producer who basically would use his power and influence to curtail your career if you didn't sleep with him, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at some of the famous people who came out against him: Marissa Tomei, Gwyneth Paltrow, Rose McGowan.
Yeah.
I mean, and Rose McGowan.
Rose McGowan was the first one who did this, and this was years and years ago. And everyone said that she was crazy for doing it because it was basically like a career suicide.
Yeah.
Trying to say these things about him.
Yeah.
And then when it actually happened, they're like, well, maybe she isn't that crazy. But no, she's been talking about it for over a decade. Like, long time.
Yeah.
But the appellate judge, the one who's overturned this and granted a retrial, had 2 points that he made, which are asinine points. The one point he made is which judge touched on, that he felt like the judge allowed impact statements to prejudice the jury against him and show his loathsome character, and that he had the pro-tendency to do it. It was basically in him to do it, to constantly be doing this. And so he said that that was overkill, so he deserves a retrial because basically the DA was allowed to go overboard in prosecuting him. Which he's allowed, as long as it's within the rules.
Yeah.
As long as you present evidence.
Yeah, and that's what he did.
That's what kind of pisses me off about the OJ trial, they didn't present all the evidence given to them.
Yeah.
Because they believe some of it to be circumstantial. Because you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt.
Yeah, so you don't you throw everything out there. You let the defense object to certain evidence if they feel it's circumstantial.
Bro, you don't want the jury to even hear it because you're creating doubt.
Defense always gets second, though.
Yes,
no, they don't. No, they don't. You choose. Do you want to go first or last? And then they choose.
All right, Ricky Bobby. Anyways, but doesn't that go, he's saying that he allowed women to testify who weren't part of the case, but doesn't it go to the type of character
he
is?
100%.
So why does that get dismissed?
Because
pattern of behavior?
And you also have to think, too, like when someone is getting prosecuted, they have other people that aren't related to the case that are their character witnesses.
Yeah.
So his character witnesses should be thrown out as well.
Yeah.
That's what they're basically taking the defense or prosecution's character witnesses and throwing them out. He shouldn't be able to have anyone come in and be like, oh, he's a good guy, blah, 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 blah.
He showed me his dick.
This is why I don't think it's going to get overturned in California, because you have to find a judge that agrees with this.
Right.
Yeah.
How many of them are going to, like I said in our text, like they found one of their judges, like somebody who's on their side in this, who's against the woke or Me Too movement or whatever you want to call it. So he's like, oh, well, that was overkill for you doing that. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to prove beyond a reasonable doubt, and that's what I did. And so, like, how does the victims feel? Like, how, this is why you have 75% of these crimes never been talked about, ever, because women get shut down. Well, what did you have on?
Yeah.
Well, what were you saying to him?
Yeah.
Well, what time was it when you were over there? All these things that don't matter, fam. That doesn't matter. Even if I'm right in the middle of making it happen, it's just like, oh, this is a bad idea. I think we should stop. Then it's game over. You have to stop.
Yeah.
Like, it's that simple.
How much did you have to drink that night?
Yeah, it's all like that bullshit. All these,
it's always, you know.
And it's sad. I got daughters, and I have to teach them the tricks that men are going to use against them, right? Don't leave your drink.
Yeah.
Right? Don't accept drinks from nobody you don't know.
Yep.
Yep.
Even if it comes in a bottle.
Hold it. Even people you know, that's what's scary.
100%. Watch who you hang out with.
Yeah.
Because they might not like you. Like, it's all these things women have to worry about that as a man, the only thing I really got to worry about is another man. Like, that's it. That's all I got to worry about is a more dangerous man than me. That's it. Women have to watch out for other women. They have to watch out for other men. They have to watch out for everything. Everything is designed against them.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
And just walking in a neighborhood, like even just walking in your own neighborhood, that's safe. But if there's like men in front or behind me, like, I'm always, like, on alert. Mm-hmm. You got to be aware of, like, are they going to come up behind me? Or are they going to... What's going to happen?
Right, 100%. Have y'all heard the... it's this thing going around where this mom asked the dad a question. Our daughter, who would you rather she be alone in the woods with, a man or a bear?
A bear.
And the dad was like, well, what man? What background? This and that. And she was like, all right, I'll make it simpler. Would you rather she be in the woods with a woman or a bear? Mm-hmm. Woman. Didn't even have to think about it.
Right.
You see? Mm-hmm. This is the kind of environment we put our children in. Mm-hmm. It's not good. It's not okay.
And the guys that break those rules deserve to be put in a cage with a bear.
I think that's too light. I just don't think death by bear is as much punishment as you believe it to be.
Harvey Weinstein should be put in jail for the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For what he did over a period of years and the
decades.
And the power and influence he had over others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. It happens in my line of work all the time, in hotels, all the time, fam.
Are you talking about like the...
Like
command structure, or
yeah, like somebody in a position of power, and a woman is up and coming.
Yeah,
and in order for her to move along, she has to play alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you look at that, and then how it ties. Remember the story, the WWE story with Vince McMahon and what they did to those.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And whatever comes out of the P. Diddy stuff. Yeah. I mean, you have Weinstein, then you fucking
Cosby.
Cosby, yeah.
Cosby's out, though.
Yeah, but that's... They trying to get Weinstein now. Yeah. Like, yeah.
What was your guys' consensus? I'm sorry to butt in. What was your consensus on what's going to happen? You were talking about two different state stories.
It's going to go back to retrial, but... I
don't see it getting overturned. After the appellate...
Fuck him to death, right?
Yeah, 100%. But I don't see that getting over. I don't see what happened in New York happening in L.A. Like, they don't have the same kind of judges. Like, the judges are more pro...
Mm-hmm.
They're more liberal.
I don't like using liberal conservative. Like, you have bad liberals, you have good liberals, right, you have bad conservatives. That's another divisional word to me.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't like using it, or Democrat or Republican. Like, that's how they've divided us.
It might be too, just that it's where Hollywood is too, and that's where, like, it kind of everything happens. So the Hollywood scene, the Hollywood judges might be more apt to just not overturn the California trial. But so his sentences, it was a 23-year sentence in New York and then a 16-year sentence in California
to serve, were they
to serve consecutively. Yeah. So I mean, but he will be
at his age, 23 years in prison is a death sentence. Yeah.
And his decline health wise.
Yeah.
As it should.
Yeah. He did it for how long? 40 years?
Nobody knows.
No one knows.
We can guesstimate. We can guesstimate how long. That's like saying how long was Ted Bundy really killing, right? He's on record as saying that the person who did this probably has 200 to 300 other bodies that aren't accounted for. I'm talking about men, women, and children.
Mm-hmm.
This is out of Ted Bundy's mouth when they were using him to help catch
him.
Yeah. Like, so there's who knows how long, bro. Who knows? You don't just all of a sudden pick this up. This is usually passed on behavior, right? It happened to him, and then now he passes it on. He carries it and passes it on.
Mm-hmm. And with that much money and success, the longer you get away with it, the more you're going to do it.
Yep. Yep. More entitled you become.
Mm-hmm.
Another bad dude.
I promise I didn't bring all these bad stories back with me.
So, story released on CBS this week was an Illinois woman who ventured into the world of romance scamming. Romance scamming last year affected 64,000 Americans to the tune of $1.14 billion was lost to scammers.
And that's the only ones who came forward and was like, this happened to me.
Yeah, because some people probably aren't even coming forward because of the embarrassment shame.
Well, they pry on recently widowed older woman who... Just like this woman who wrote this story. Who wants to find
love again.
Her mother, who had lost her husband of 24 years, went onto a dating site and then got scammed out of money. And it's funny because I see this happen about a month ago. A woman comes into my store trying to buy...
all the gift cards?
Gift cards.
Again.
And... no matter what we said, she goes, I met the love of my life. This is what he's asking me to do. And I asked her, I said, have you physically ever met this guy? She said, no. We've talked over the phone. We message all the time. He wants me to get these gift cards and send them to him. And we're going to meet up tomorrow. I go,
it's not happening.
I go, he is not going to be there.
Yeah.
And
did you talk her out of it?
No, she. Three of us tried.
How much did she spend?
We could only sell $2,000 in gift cards a day.
So the question is, how many different Best Buys did she hit in a day?
Well, we send it out over our alert system.
And put her red flagger.
So if she goes into another store, hopefully they don't. But they do see that.
They want that revenue, fam.
But she's also like, oh God.
They want that revenue.
Because I've seen it happen there. I've seen like them call people, say, oh, your grandson's in jail. Unless you give us a $500 gift card from Best Buy, we're not for his bail. I'm like, I talked to these people before and been like, you think a Best Buy gift card? Oh, shit, we're saying it.
He can delete it, bro. Keep going.
Back it up. Okay.
Well, maybe we'll edit that part out. But they come in buy a gift card, and you think that gift card is going to get your grandson a gift card for a... No.
Thomas almost got scammed one time. It was in the morning. He got a phone call, and it was, like, from his bank saying, like, there was a suspicious blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no, that doesn't seem right. I'm like, do not give them your account number. Do not give them anything.
Yeah.
I go, ask them, like... Ask them questions. Don't answer any of their questions. And he almost gave your account number, didn't you?
They were linking my bank account to my Amazon account.
No.
And they said, if you don't tell us this right now so we can rectify it, there will be a marshal at your door right now. We have your social security number. We have this. And I asked Molly, I was like, there's these guys fucking calling me about this. They said they have my social security number. She goes, ask him my social security number. And I said, what are the last four digits of my social? They go, we don't have to tell you that, but if you don't tell us, there's going to be a marshal at your door in 10 minutes. I was like, send that fucking marshal.
That happened to me with taxes. They was like, you owe the IRS grand.
Yeah.
And they're about to come arrest you. Yeah. I'm like, bro, the IRS don't call. They send letters.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, right now. And I just start fucking with them at that point. Like, I just, like, when I get those calls, you just made my fucking day.
you're like,
because I'm about to make you miserable.
And he listens to the show, but the Gary, who I work with, he gets those calls and he just starts.
Oh, bro, I get in the ass, fam.
Why are you wasting your time? He goes, I don't care. I'm wasting their time.
Yeah, I'm wasting their time. They're not. If I get them off the phone faster, then that's as fast as they can get to the next scam. Yeah. If I can just ruffle their feathers enough to where they hang up, they need to go for a walk for an hour. Then when they come back,
if I fuck with their head,
just enough to make them stop for a day.
Yeah, I did my job.
If they put half the effort into scamming into like an actual career choice, they'd be rich themselves.
No, they wouldn't. We have real career choices. We're not rich. But I understand what you're saying.
Whatever. Not rich.
If Donald Trump reported his actual business earnings...
Let's not bring up the orange marshmallow.
Oh, man.
I fucking missed this.
I missed you last week, but... What other bad news you got, Judge?
Other bad news. This is going to open a can of worms here. But,
oh, yeah.
In Las Vegas, a substitute teacher...
He was only 27 years old.
Substitute teacher in Las Vegas got caught on video beating up a student who called him...
Nigger.
Easy, buddy.
Why? You were going to say the N-word.
No, I wasn't going to say the N-word.
What were you going to say?
The N-word.
That's what I said. You were going to say the N-word.
Because I don't say that word.
I know that. So if I say it, then you have the impact that the kid did, which still don't make it right.
No.
Right. To get beat up by an adult. You can't do it.
Just take the pass. Just take it.
No, don't say it.
I'm not saying it.
Every white person on this show right now is on needles, fam. None of them ever listen. None of them have ever said that word ever. Even when we listen to music with the word in it,
and
none
of them.
They skip the word altogether.
If I'm doing music, I will be like.
You'll be like, what? Do tell.
No, because this is a broadcast. 10 years
I've never heard you say it.
Any sponsors we probably have right now.
I was just going to say, even
when you told me the story of when you were in AAU basketball.
High school, Chester and Marcus. Yeah.
And you were hanging out with them and you uttered it and the whole room stopped and you're like, yeah, I won't say that again. You didn't even say it then, so.
Pins and needles.
Judge's eyes fell out his fucking head when I said it.
Mine was like this. I'm like, I literally go. And just my eyes got super big, and I'm like, don't say it!
Did you miss me?
Yeah.
We're already derailed.
No, the 27-year-old teacher who beat the kid up was in the wrong. I don't care what the kid called him. There's no room for that. You can beat his dad up because his dad probably taught him the word.
Yeah.
That's what I would have did. You know what I'm saying? If I see unruly children, I immediately look at the parents. Like, no, I can't say nothing to them, but I'll definitely say something to you about them.
And to tie it to what we've talked about the last few weeks, and Tennessee passed that law into bill to allow teachers to carry guns.
And
what if I was just going to say,
if this teacher was carrying a gun, like, that could have gone even way worse.
Yeah.
Yep. Way worse.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This is why they don't need guns.
Yeah.
They don't.
Because they
are human too.
They're humans and they're acting on emotions and they're not trained.
Not trained at all.
Like a, well, I wouldn't even say a law enforcement. Yeah.
Like a Marine. We'll say a Marine.
You're dealing with kids all day, every day, and just, you know, in our line of business too. It's like if we deal with customers all day, every day, if they gave me license to carry. There's a lot of residents out there.
Yeah, it's the reason why my job has a big ass sign that says do not bring gun to work.
Yeah.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
I gotta go visit your hotel and see this.
Yeah. It's all through the back of the house. Like, you're not allowed to bring your weapon to work.
Oh my God.
Well, when you talk about teachers abusing their power, this wasn't a teacher, but this was a Littleton
employee of
the Littleton School District.
Yeah.
What was she, a paraprofessional, as they call her?
She was a bus attendant.
Yeah, she's assigned to students to sit with them on the bus because just like kind of like an escort type person for their bus. And make sure that they get on and off the bus.
These are special need kids.
Special needs kids.
Nonverbal. Autistic was the one that...
If you Google this and pull up the story about the paraprofessional abusing an autistic boy in Littleton, Colorado, the video's disgusting. This woman is sitting next to this nonverbal autistic kid, elbowing him, stomping on his feet. And the parents reported this back in September, and they just...
Fired her in March.
The school said they opened up an investigation.
And found nothing wrong back in September. Found
nothing wrong. So,
and apparently she did this to two students.
Three.
Yeah, three.
But those are just the ones who's coming forward. Like, again.
They also, and you don't know how many.
You don't know how many.
Because, yeah.
They and just, the parent was just like, fuck it, I'm moving my kid out of this district. And just move.
Especially if they're nonverbal. These are silenced victims.
Like, bro, if I just, I don't want the state's money. I just want 30 minutes alone with her. Yeah. Just give me 30 minutes with her. Let's see what she does. I want to see if she begs. Because she can beg. I want to hear her beg. Yeah. I want to hear her plead and beg.
Well, that's like eye for an eye.
I don't give a fuck. When you hurt the children. Tables. No, yeah. When you hurt children, those who are not able to defend themselves, who's their advocate?
Especially a special needs children. That's
who's their advocate? Yeah. I will be their advocate. I'll go to hell for that. Yeah. I don't care. You can put all those things on my soul. I'll sign up to sit in a room for 30 minutes with each and every one of these so-called bullies who like picking on children and hurting children, and we can find out. We can see who begs.
It's the children and then,
we can see who fucking begs.
Also, another one, I know this is kind of going off the rails, but it's like children and then like geriatric, like nursing home people.
Yeah,
too,
anybody that can
those people are,
protect themselves and defend themselves.
Yeah, but, yeah.
The worst part is they're not doing it from, like, it's not like they're influenced by money. They're just bad people abusing innocent people. It's not like they're getting paid.
No,
They have whatever. They're getting paid for their job. But you're gonna put your hands on a child. You're gonna take advantage of somebody who online agreed to give you a bunch of money. You're gonna take people in a nursing home.
There's special places in hell for those types of people.
And I want to be the one who runs that place in hell. You laugh like I told a joke. I've asked God plenty of times.
Yeah.
Let me be that individual that's in that room with them. I'll do it.
Don't watch the video, listeners.
Our listeners are called shit talkers.
Shit talkers.
Hey, shit talkers, what's that gonna think?
All right, NFL draft started Thursday.
Go Chiefs!
I love what you posted on Facebook. Love what you posted on Facebook. Because the Chiefs took Xavier Worthy, right? Mm-hmm. Texas wide receiver, runs a 4.2 140.
Wow.
They assigned Hollywood Brown. Did they sign him or trade for him? They
signed him.
He runs a 4.2 940. Then Rashid Rice, 119 miles per hour. Any thoughts on the first couple rounds?
I like how all the Buffalo fans are upset that Buffalo traded with us again so we could get our guy. Last time they did that, we got Patrick Mahomes.
It was them.
The Bears took Mitch Patricia over Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, but the Bears traded one position for and
we moved. Listen, we moved up from 27th and got to 10th, and we traded with Buffalo.
History holds true. Caleb Williams will be playing for the Steelers in about 3 or 4 seasons.
Last 3 quarterbacks.
No big shocks coming out. I mean, everybody was projected where they picked where they're projected to be picked. Mm-hmm. I just love the media of the last 2 weeks. All you hear about is, are they going to trade up? Are they going to trade up? Is they going to trade up?
Nice.
And then the Broncos take Bo Nix.
Tell your joke.
Parents named him Bo Nix, so he never misspelled it.
Shortest name
in sports.
That is awesome.
I didn't quite understand. I know they needed a quarterback, but Bo Nix was projected second round, and the only reason they took it was because they don't have a second round pick.
Who did that? Does he still work for the Broncos?
He's still the GM, He's still the GM.
Wow.
Bears traded the Chiefs for Mahomes.
Yes, that's what we're... Already stated.
There are two loaves of bread and what involved?
It was the Bears that traded up.
They traded out of the 10th into the 2nd. We traded from the 27th to the 10th.
Bro, I'm looking at it right now.
Casual, relax, all right?
No, we're not there yet. Bengals took an offensive tackle, helped shore up their line.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Nix. I don't like that one, and I still don't understand if the Falcons believe they're going to win a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins, why didn't they draft?
Who believes they're going to win a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins?
The Falcons do. No, that's they don't. They guaranteed $100 million.
That's called doing business.
That's what they guaranteed him $100 million.
That ain't.
Why didn't they? They have the weapons. Why didn't they do something to improve their team other than taking Michael Penix Jr. to back him up for a year or two?
Because they're looking for their future.
Five.
Same way we did with Patrick Mahomes. Same way Green Bay did with Aaron Rodgers. And same way
Jordan Love sat for how many years?
Four.
4 years.
4 years.
Patrick Mahomes sat for 1 year.
Yeah.
So you're saying in 1 year Michael Penix Jr. is going to be the starter?
Maybe in 4. Maybe in 3. Maybe in 2. We don't know. It's the NFL. Not for long. Injuries happen to old quarterbacks. Yes.
Injuries happen.
Who was the linebacker they took today out of Carolina?
Who?
There was a linebacker out of Carolina that was taken in the 4th round.
By who?
That's why I'm asking.
Denver? Who?
There's been a lot of Broncos. Like the Broncos, the Falcons?
He was supposed to go in round 2. He went today, this morning.
In round 4?
Yes, a linebacker out of Carolina.
The two I don't see any linebackers in. Oh, the UTEP Tyrese Knight went to the Seahawks. That's the first linebacker drafted in the 4th round. That's the only linebacker in the 4th round.
There's a guy out of Carolina that got drafted.
South Carolina or North Carolina?
The Tar Heels.
North Carolina.
Not a great.
And he was drafted by who?
I'm asking.
You're a stat boy. You should be.
Why am I doing your job? Yes. Peyton Wilson from NC State was drafted in the 3rd round by the Steelers. I don't know.
He's doomed.
Why?
Because he went to the Steelers.
What? Steelers draft great linebackers, bro. Yeah.
Why did you ask that question?
Because it was.
What was the relevance?
It was supposed to be a big deal, and he was supposed to go in the 2nd round, and he went way late, and he's like, he was supposed to be a high drafted player.
Hmm. I don't know.
Okay. Well, moving on.
Yeah.
NBA playoffs.
Loving it. Yes.
Nuggets showing the Lakers who their daddy is.
Yeah. Yes. Who didn't expect that other than Bobby? Well,
even when in game 2, the Nuggets were shooting like shit, mm-hmm. they still won the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's coaching.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, two nights ago, yeah. game 3.
Yeah, that was fun.
Gordon, Joker, and Porter Jr. all had more than 20 points and all shot mm-hmm. over 50% from the field.
Mm-hmm.
And they won by 10.
Yeah.
I honestly, to be real, I thought that they were going to win the first one in LA. I didn't think that the Nuggets.
I thought the Lakers
were going to do at least one. I thought that we were going to win game 5 in Denver. But that was a fun game to watch. I was in San Antonio and I was sitting next to a Lakers fan too. So that was even more fun. Yeah. And you know how I get when. Mm-hmm. So that was fun.
I was a little shocked. The 76ers, I thought they could beat the Knicks, but not with the way Embiid looks. Like, weren't they saying Embiid was healthy coming out when he came back?
When he came back, but he got hurt again in that 5 games.
Well, did he? Yeah, he looks broken.
But he dropped 50 in the last game. On one leg.
I know.
Imagine a healthy Embiid. Fuck.
Then the Heat were able to take one in Boston, so
that's
now we're going to
surprise
to Miami
without
Jimmy Butler or their second leader scorer.
Yeah, but Tyler Hero's going off.
Yeah. after Jimmy embarrassed him on the plane. Sometimes it takes that, fam.
If the Heat upset the Celtics again for the second, they beat them last year, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
In the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That would be fucking amazing. Boston John would be so pissed.
Bro, I think he'd blow the top off Bull and Dutch. He's so fucking mad.
You're a Boston fan, though.
But I ain't gonna be ass hurt.
Yeah.
I mean,
fucking Bobby about LA, he gonna be walking around like somebody just fell off in him. And then little short Bobby that runs
the floor.
He's from LA. He loves the Lakers. The first game, he was walking around with a Lakers shirt up under his bull and bush, like Superman pulling it out and shit when they was up.
Pacers beat the Bucks last night to take a 2-1 lead.
Damn. Pacers winning that.
That's huge.
I think I had Milwaukee winning was my pick.
Yeah.
I sent you my pick.
Yeah, I got them.
Get them in.
You sent me picks. The series are already like gone.
I don't care. And I still pick teams that are losing series. All right.
Thunder going to knock out the Pelicans.
Yep.
And Nuggets play tonight, game 4.
That's over.
Is it a sweep?
It's a sweep.
You don't think they get one?
I can't.
Timberwolves are going to knock off the Suns. They're up 3-0.
That's the changing. I think we're watching a changing of the guard. Like, all the younger teams are starting to come in to their own.
Yeah, I don't think Durant is not a superstar. I wouldn't say he's...
He's not a top 15 player.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he hurts the Suns more than he helps them.
Yeah. Him, Booker, and Bill.
Bill. They can't figure... Those are three superstars right there, and they're...
But you don't have a point guard.
You let him go to Golden State where...
We can play positionless basketball. Wait, we need a point guard to get all these guys their shots. Make it make sense.
Yeah.
There's your analytics.
In Major League Baseball news, did you hear Ellie De La Cruz? So... He got called up last June, so he hasn't played a full MLB season. This will be his first full MLB season, but he now has 20 home runs, 50 stolen bases, and 90 runs in his 122 professional.
His first 122
games.
50 stolen bases?
50 stolen bases. It took Mike Trout, a 5-for-5 baseball player, 165 games to hit that mark.
Wow.
It took Barry Bonds, another 5-for-5 baseball player, 168 games to hit that mark.
Cruz is something special, man.
Dude, he is. And I was talking to my brother-in-law last week, and the Reds signed him in high school. He's from the Dominican Republic. They signed him. He was only like 5'10", 5'9", 5'10".
Didn't hit a
crossbar. Like, that's why he was a shortstop. Uh-huh. And now he's a 6'4 shortstop.
And that's what happened to...
Because he always had the speed.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
When in high school as a freshman, going in his freshman year, he was 6'2". By the end of his senior year, he was 7 foot.
Jesus Christ.
That's craziness, fam.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the growing pains he had to be going experiencing with that? Shit. 7 foot.
Yeah. That's why he moves like a guard and why he doesn't like contact, like playing in the post. That's why he plays on the perimeter.
Wow.
But De La Cruz is something, bro. I watched a pop fly that was in between left field and shortstop. And the third baseman and fucking left fielder were closing on it. And you just see fucking De La Cruz come in, slide, catch the ball, and they're still like 5 feet away.
Yeah.
They're still like 5 feet away.
The Reds are in town first week of June, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Eyes are going with you.
Yeah,
we going to Wednesday.
Let's go on Wednesday, yeah.
Wednesday's a 1:15 game.
My elevator company gets me free baseball tickets.
Okay.
Can I meet your elevator company? Yeah.
No, I can probably pull it off, though.
Okay.
Is it an evening game?
Brought to you by Thomas's elevator company.
Said, don't use names! I already got to do a bunch of post-editing.
Monday, Tuesday are the evening games. Wednesday's the day game.
So we'll take Wednesday off?
I'm already leaving work at noon on Wednesday.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll just walk down from work. I'll leave early. And
it's four tickets right behind the dugout.
Fuck yeah.
On the third base dugout.
And in the NHL playoffs, any shocks you've seen so far?
Yeah. Hey, Tell us, Casual. Yeah. Tell us all about it, Casual. Did you even watch the game yesterday?
No.
I know you didn't, because you're not a casual.
Nah, because I was You even know what this symbol means?
It means I am a casual fan.
That is the very symbol for I'm a casual fan.
I should have made some popcorn for this portion of the
year. We're just going to kick you out. You're going to put my feet up here.
Means.
Yeah, that you're a casual.
Thomas is wearing a Quebec Nordiques t-shirt.
Don't fucking give me the answer. It's not only a Quebec Nordiques jersey.
He wore
it's not
all
even a jersey. It's not a jersey, it's a t-shirt.
Dude, you can't sneak out of this one,
it's
man.
It's a t-shirt. Bro, I never said I knew anything about cocky.
That's
You're
when
acting
had...
like I confess or profess that I was a hockey expert.
You know this,
I am not.
You know this, man?
But you are a casual fan who is pretending to be a diehard.
Signing off, everybody. I'm canceling this. Bam.
So for me, not knowing what that shirt is plays in line with what I've been saying the whole time.
You can't shit on me.
That
you
I don't know
what you're talking about.
But you're casual.
So
you don't know what you're talking about.
So
but you say you're a diehard.
My knowledge when you don't know.
Because I can use Google and find out more than you.
I don't have to do that.
That's my point. You're a casual. You don't even watch the games.
Judge, will you?
Do you watch the games?
Judge, will you?
Did you watch any of the three games?
Yes, don't do it.
Which ones?
I did.
Which ones?
I do not know shit.
One, two, and fucking three.
You just said you were asleep.
You were asleep last night.
Bro, stop it. Stop it. Stop. 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 You're literally lying on air right
now.
Judge,
will you chime in? This is recording. He doesn't even know who the Quebec Nordiques are.
I don't know who any of the teams are. I'm not a hockey fan.
Shit on me for it.
No, I shit on you for posing as a diehard and being a casual.
You don't watch every game, babe.
No, I can't.
You don't even try.
Stan Kroenke.
Stan Kroenke's a piece of shit.
Bro, stop it. The Bull has them all. Michael sits right next to me. I know because I'm like, Michael, the Habs are playing today. Yes, they are.
Fine. I can't.
Whenever you see Michael walk in the boat,
you're playing the Habs. I'm telling you. Guess what? That's a diehard. He doesn't miss a fucking game.
Who's the old guy?
Yeah. Okay.
Old guy.
He even goes to DU games and CC games. That's a diehard. You're a casual.
I can't.
Then accept your casual role.
I'm not fucking endorsing this conversation.
I think someone got schooled.
Back to Michael Jackson.
Play some goddamn Michael.
I don't know enough about hockey. I'm an Avalanche fan. But
you want to talk some more shit?
He's a casual.
But I do not watch them. I watch maybe two games this season. That's
the definition of a casual fan.
Like, I was in bed last night, passed out when the game was on. I watched game two, but I was also...
Game two I watched,
I kept flipping back and forth between another
show. I had
show.
It on multi...
Yeah.
Going to games is fun, though.
I still... Yes. Going to hockey games is fun. But do I know all the stats? No. Do I know that Nathan MacKinnon had a career... great season and is not getting
that he's neck and
considered
neck with David for the fucking league MVP.
Yeah, isn't it called the Hobie Baker Award?
No, that's a different one.
Isn't league MVP? What's the league MVP called? It's not called league MVP like in the NFL. In
it's
the NFL,
named
you
after
get
a player.
Yes, because hockey, all their trophies are named
after someone.
Every sport.
Yeah, they do that too, yeah.
But the hockey, they actually use them, like the Conn Smythe Award.
Conn Smythe is the
Larry O'Brien Trophy.
Yeah, but the
The Lombardi Trophy. The Lombardi. Yes,
but the NFL, that's what I was trying to think of.
The NFL MVP. That's just the MVP.
Yeah, it hasn't been named yet. Yeah. They haven't gave it. That's the only one.
Hockey names all their trophies. Yeah,
so does like the NBA.
No one wants to win the Lady Bing Award.
Hart Trophy.
What is the Lady Bing Award?
The Hart Trophy.
What is the Lady Bing Award?
Dude, there's like 9 trophies.
Bro, be a duck. Casual. Other casual fan, tell me.
It's for the NHL player who... The most sportsmanship...
It's the Walter Payton Award in the NFL.
No, it's the community award.
No. It's not about that. It's the most sportsmanship on the ice.
Oh, okay.
So all it's the guy who's not going and hitting people and starting fights.
Okay. All right. See?
Because Joe Sakic won the award a couple times.
And who was that?
Joe Sakic?
Yeah.
He was the captain of the Avalanche. When they won their first two here in Colorado.
When was that?
He's actually...
I don't know.
1996.
I'm not even a casual, but casual fans should know that. Casual.
He is currently the GM of the Colorado Avalanche. Or the president. Which
you
one?
Know what he got?
This is so entertaining. I really wish that we had popcorn.
Get your popcorn ready. Play my theme.
It's okay.
I love you, Thomas. Okay.
You can continue, Judge. Go ahead, bro. Get us to the next topic. Save Thomas. Save him.
Stop being a bully.
Fuck a bully, man. So first of all,
Thomas, what's your feel-good story of the week?
The community award. The community award is the Willie O'Ree Award, which, yes, Sakic won. Because he had a snowblower.
He had to Google it.
I know. I watched him do it.
I love you so much, Tommy.
I watched him do it. You just exited out, fam. Relax.
He's watching with Tanya Harding.
Gross.
It is.
It is.
The Willie O'Ree Award is a community award, which, yes, Joe Sakic won.
I was talking about the Lady Bing Award.
I don't know what one that is.
Casual.
But Joe Sakic had an infamous snowblower, and he would snowblow the entire neighborhood. And he got 1 year during the playoffs, he put his fucking hand in the snowblower as he was helping his neighbors and broke his hand.
So how stupid are you that you put your hand in a snowblower? You don't do that. There's a big-ass sign on the snowblower that has your hand X'd out in the sign. So
like
you
putting
don't
your
put
hand
your...
on a garbage disposal.
I'm just saying.
So he got an award for doing the wrong thing?
The Willie O'Ree Award.
It's the Dunce Award.
Can you wrap this shit up?
Yeah, you're the one that keeps talking.
That's the playoff music.
All right, let's move on.
Moving on.
Feel good story.
Feel good stories.
Is of this kid from MU.
MU, Michigan.
Memphis?
Memphis.
Missouri University.
Oh, okay. There's so many.
Yeah, it is.
University of Mississippi.
Mercer. So his name is Aiden Shaw, and he's using his NIL money to award scholarships to high school students from his native Kansas City. And aside from academic requirements, applicants are required to have verified community service as well. And I think that's
a really
great
cool
application of.
He's using that to, and that's like just building a legacy too. Mm-hmm. That actually just kind of brought a tear to my eye. That's really cool.
My feel-good story is the Broncos drafted Bo Nix.
What planet are you living on?
Because
I, Thomas sent me a fucking picture.
Thomas needed the help.
Thomas sent me a meme of fucking trash cans just going down the street in fucking water.
It was music.
The Broncos quarterback's headed to spring training.
It was a music that was in the background that was like, because it was like the circus music that did. Oh, shit,
bro.
That was freaking funny.
What's yours?
I'm stealing mine back.
You gonna take the group one?
Yeah, I'm gonna take the group one. I don't have one. the Baltimore Orioles paid tribute this week to the first responders who saved.
Who shut down the bridge?
Countless lives because they were the ones that actually shut down the bridge. So there was three guys that got a. I think they did the first pitch for the Orioles game, and it just. After all, like the tragedy that's happening, we're still missing, probably never find the two last remaining victims of what happened. But it's just, it's a cool feel good story for me.
It could have been even more tragic.
If they didn't shut down the bridge, the amount of, I was watching the story that was being covered on CNN, and there was a woman that was a Lyft driver at the time, and she goes, I was literally seconds from driving across that bridge when they shut it down. And she goes, the amount, like, it could have been, as catastrophic as it is, it could have been way worse without 100%. Those three individuals that are right there.
Good on them.
Yeah.
Stat boy.
What's your feel-good story?
You're finally going to admit you're a casual?
Come to a hockey game, I mean.
After this day, we will never mention this story again.
Yeah.
I will.
Today I learned that there is a an ex-athlete. I think they said she was an Olympian, but she is hosting classes in Southern California that teaches drumming. She hired a professional drummer from a successful band. I don't remember his name. And people with Parkinson's and cancer are taking these classes, and it's now federally sponsored because they're getting their dexterity back and their memory and
that's just cool.
The discipline of combining boxing and drumming. So they're required.
Oh, I heard about this. Yeah.
Dude, they're doing
like the muscle memory.
They're learning the footsteps and then back to the drumming, then the footsteps, then back to the drumming. So it's boxing and drumming, and there's a man who's been battling Parkinson's for 10 years who says that he can now perform tasks that he hasn't been able to do in seven.
Wow. That's great.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
Challenge your body, and you'll get results.
Mm-hmm. Well, nice. You have to have a way, too, right? That's not a traditional method.
Yeah.
So it's an athlete, female, and a drummer who are both saying this is how you do the worst of it. Like, they do different time signatures, they do different footwork, they do different everything, but there's a man who couldn't get out of bed 6 years ago, 7 years ago, that now is saying that he can perform tasks he wasn't able to do a decade ago.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I think we need to end it right there.
You don't have one?
I got one.
Come on,
then
now.
Give it.
All right. Grand Rapids, Michigan. Isabella Van Klompenberg, a 22-year-old nursing graduate.
Nice. Shout out to the nurses. Mama Mary.
Experienced a poignant reunion during Davenport University's pinning ceremony at its Midland campus. Van Klompenberg was pinned by none other than Sarah Longest, the neonatal intensive care nurse who once cared for her when she was born prematurely at Helen DeVos Children's Hospital. Born on September 30th, 2001, weighing a mere 2 pounds, 7 ounces.
Nice. So the nurse who helped her pinned her. That's so okay. That's now I'm going to cry again. That's really cool.
Nurses are more important than doctors.
That is true.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones that get emotionally attached to the
bro. They're the ones who really treat you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The doctor comes in, never looks up from his pad. Okay, leaves the room. Tells the nurse what he wants her to do or what needs to happen, and then the nurse does it. The doctor doesn't do anything but diagnose you. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Nurse does everything else after that.
All right. Well, let's wrap this show up. Let's have a great week. We'll see y'all next week.
Bro.
Go Avalanche!
Yeah, that's fine. Casual, goddamn. Ain't nobody said you didn't like hockey. We said you was a casual hockey fan.
No Nuggets. They're playing tonight.
Fuck. You're mistaking casual with not a fan. I'm the not a fan, okay? You're casual. I'm not a fan. You're casual.
Judge, stop the bleeding. Stop it.
What do you want me to say?
All right, guys. Have a good week. We'll see you next
week. Have a good week, everybody.
See ya!